There's some mass COVID testing going on in our town tomorrow and Friday, and joining us to talk about it is Brenton Niesemeyer. He is a field epidemiologist with the Department of Health here. Brenton, welcome to KFGO Radio again.
Thank you for having me, Amy.
Okay, so tell us about the mass testing that's going on in the Fargo Dome. First, who should be attending the event? Who should be getting tested at these events?
Okay, so this testing at the Fargo Dome tomorrow and Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. is open to anyone who wishes to be tested. So if you just want to know, you want to go visit friends and family, you just want to be tested for whatever reason, this testing is for you.
And with mass testing, Brenton, do we see the results in the same amount of time as we would if we went and got a test someplace else?
Yep. So those with a positive result will be notified by phone within 24 to 72 hours. And then usually we are able to get our negative results out within 72 hours.
And what is the testing like when you get there? What information should you have about yourself? Should you be wearing a mask? What is it going to look and feel like?
So pre-registration or completion of an online screening survey is recommended, and you can find that at testreg.nd.gov. And then it's drive-through testing, so they're going to come in, you're going to pull into a lane, they're going to quickly swab you, and then you're going to be on your merry way. So it's a pretty quick and streamless process.
And when you say swab, is this a nasal? Is it how are they getting swabbed?
They're either going to use the oral swab or the nasal swab.
And is it just a matter of we've got X number of this test and X number of this test, so we're going to make sure to use them all, or do you get one or the other?
Typically they do use the nasal or the NP swab, but usually it is that nasal swab where they're just swabbing inside your nose.
What about...
It doesn't feel like your nose when they do it. It feels like the back of
your brain. But it is also a lot quicker than you'd imagine. You just got to remember to breathe. That's what the nurse told me. She goes, just remember to breathe. Just breathe in and breathe out. Brenton, I'm curious about this. Is there any rhyme or reason to when these... mass testing setups are scheduled? I've always kind of been curious to know, why this weekend, for example?
So we tried to coordinate our testing so that we aren't overwhelming our lab in Bismarck. So, you know, you may see that Bismarck is doing a testing event today, Minot may be doing their testing event on Tuesday, and other communities throughout the state on random days of the week. So we try to coordinate it to be the most efficient and the most approachable, I guess, the most efficient, so that the labs can get run in a streamless process so you can get your results as quickly as possible.
Should people attend this event if they don't have symptoms?
You know, this one is open to anyone who wishes to be tested. So if you don't qualify for the testing through your primary care provider, this would be the event for you. So you don't have to have symptoms to be tested at this event. We would like anyone who's been a close contact or anyone who has knowingly come into contact with someone who has tested positive. For sure, this is the event for you, but also anyone can get tested at this event, whether or not you have symptoms, whether or not you've been a close contact. Just if you want to know your results or if you want to be tested, this event is for you.
I find it to be very interesting, because I know plenty of people who say, I've really wanted to go get a test and just to find out. I imagine that they tell them the same things that you're saying if you go to a primary care physician, which is you should go into quarantine until you find out your test results. Because if you get your test and then you leave and you go shopping and you eat at a restaurant and you go and visit family at a family reunion, your results are no longer really valid.
Yeah, so we do encourage people after they get tested to go into quarantine, but, you know, through these large-scale mass testing events, that's not always going to be possible. But it is the general recommendation that if you're able to quarantine until you get those results, you do so. But we just know that with these large-scale mass events, that's not always possible. So, You know, just try to limit interaction with others as much as possible. 15 minutes, you know, close contact. The definition of a close contact is 15 minutes or more within 6 feet. 15 minutes is a lot longer than some people realize, and 6 feet is a lot closer than some people realize. So most people that you may be around wouldn't be classified as a close contact.
Sure. So this testing is going on Thursday and Friday at the Fargo Dome, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Any cost for the tests?
Nope. And no insurance information is collected, and we don't require proof of residency. So if you're on the other side of the river in Moorhead, Dilworth, come on over. This testing event is for you as well.
Wow. The testing process itself should take about 10 or 15 minutes, I would assume?
Yep, about 10, 15 minutes, depending on how long you have to wait in line. That,
sure.
That time may be longer, but if you come in the middle of the day, the wait times may be a little bit shorter, whereas if you come at the very beginning or the end.
Will this testing event include antibody testing?
This testing event does not.
And do you know if there are plans to start mass antibody testing at any point?
You know, those are discussions that the state is having. Antibody testing is a little bit different. That requires a blood draw, so there's a little bit more logistics that goes into that.
Sure.
But at this point, we're still just doing the NP, the OP, or the nasal swabs to just look for the instance of COVID in our communities.
Oh, I see now. Okay, it'll be an oral swab. Testing is conducted using oral swabs. And any age limit for this testing event? How old?
12 and older.
Okay. 12 and older for those that want to be tested at the Fargo Dome, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday and Friday. That is tomorrow and Friday. Is there another testing event that's going on that's scheduled at this point?
We don't have any scheduled at this point.
Okay.
The following weekend is the week of the 4th of July, so I don't know what type of schedule or if a testing event will be scheduled, but
sure.
If testing events are scheduled, we will be sure to release them to our media and then work through Fargo Cass Public Health to get out the information as well.
This is a great point to make, too, and I don't want to wrap up this interview without forgetting to say it. Those of you who plan to visit a loved one in a long-term care facility, I think those people are strongly encouraged to take advantage of this testing as well.
Yes. As the state starts to reopen, one of the requirements will be to have a negative test within so many hours. So, you know, I don't know what level your facility is at, but this is a good way to get that baseline test done.
Absolutely. So if you're looking to visit someone in a long-term care facility and you've been in contact with them, but you need a negative test result to go, this is the event for you, Thursday and Friday at the Fargo Dome from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Of course, anybody, even asymptomatically, can go to this test. So good information. Brenton, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.